completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe, coming to you once again for another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio in New York City and worldwide on all of the podcasting platforms. Now, remember, you can download the Bashani Radio app on your iTunes store or your Google Play store, and it will never let you forget any of the shows here on Bashani Radio, such as myself, Situations with Sassy, which drops each and every Monday at 12 noon. All of the shows drop on 12 o'clock Eastern every day, the round-the-clock shows. So you don't want to miss it. Again, you can go to your iTunes store, your Google Play store, and you can download the Bashani Radio app, and you can never, never, ever miss a show, Situations with Sassy, or any of the other shows that are on the platform. And when I say that we have an amazing, amazing lineup of shows from Sunday through Saturday, 7 days a week, I'm being honest with you. I'm absolutely telling you that this network is one of the best online networks for podcasting. We're changing the game. It's predominantly African American, not all, but predominantly African American. And if you know anything about the African American community, we are the main ones to set shit off. Okay, we set the trends for fashion. We set the trends for hair. We set the trends for makeup. We set the trends. Hell, we are even making the whole curvy movement and the body positivity movement. We're at the forefront of that because the majority of African American women are curvy. But when I was trying to figure out, again, what to talk about, and this basically is like divine intervention. I absolutely love when things kind of fall into place because I've been trying to figure out what it was I was going to talk about. So, you know, I went to Al Gore's internet to see what one of the hot topics were. And I came across a couple of them, you know, a couple of them about what would you tell yourself about dating if you had just started dating your younger self? What would you tell yourself about dating? That's another show. What do men want to ask women? You know, and it became a whole lot of questions on why do you not know what restaurant you want to eat at? Why do you want to pick off of my plate? Why do you do all of the body enhancings with the waist trainers? And when you take the waist trainer off, your body goes back to regular. Why are you wearing other people's hair in your head? So with that, it kind of segued into the bonnets. Now, if any of you know, remember Tammy Roman? Tammy Roman was on, she started out actually on The Real World. And then she went into like the Love and Hip Hops and then the Basketball Wives. But she has this podcast. Her podcast is called The Bonnet Chronicles. And if you see her, she actually wears a bonnet. Now, Sassy wears a bonnet. A bonnet is something that black women use to really protect our hair, for our protective hairstyles and our natural hair. It's basically, it's a satin or silk material and you sleep in it, okay? But the origins of the bonnet is actually Scottish because women have been wearing it for years, since the Middle Ages to the present. We have been wearing bonnets. And actually, you know, if you look it up, it'll say a toque, a chapeau. So they're different, a cap, but it's basically of Scottish origin and basically plaid, but it has morphed into what we as black women have been using to protect our hair. And it helps, you know, against the frizzing. It keeps, you know, it keeps the moisture in. And it's just, it's so many benefits, you know, for black women when it comes to wearing a bonnet. I wear one all day because I'm, you know, I work from home, but I sleep in one. I have several different ones. I have beautiful ones. I have ones that are, they're floral. I have orange. I have black. I have red. I have green. I've had satin bonnets and satin caps for years. Now, make no mistake, that is different than the head wraps. The bonnet is different than a head wrap. A head wrap is what you can wrap your hair in and you can go out, you can throw on your shades, you can put on your outfit, and you can go out and your hair can be a hot mess underneath. But that bonnet cleans you up. It's elegant. It's classy. It's chic. It's trendy. It's hip. It's funky. It's now. It's wow. It's present. The bonnets, not so much. So recently, Monique, and if you don't know anything about Monique, Monique is from the DMV, i.e. Baltimore, Maryland, which is where Situations with Sassy records all of her shows, which is in the DMV. I'm closer to Annapolis. And if you know anything about Annapolis, you know the Naval Academy. And just this last week, they had their Naval Academy graduation, and it was beautiful as always. It's a really pretty sight. If you ever get a chance to go to a Naval Academy graduation, just to see them throw their caps up in the air is amazing. And then the Blue Angels fly over. Okay, and just quick sidebar, the Blue Angels were practicing last week, Tuesday and Wednesday. So where my home is situated, I was able to see the Blue Angels without having to actually travel to Annapolis. So it was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful week last week. But I digress. So anyway, so the bonnets have been worn by black women, you know, for years. It's been worn by women through the test of time. If you remember Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls, she had the little bonnet that tied underneath her chin. And it was part of her outfit, you know, because that was the quote unquote style at the time. And your bonnet was also, during that era, was indicative of your class and your station in life. So recently, this whole bonnet thing has really created a shitstorm on the internet because Monique went on to her Instagram page and she just gave a quick little commentary on the bonnets, and it set black women off. I mean, it set them off in a couple of ways, and exactly what she said, I mean, I didn't agree with everything, and I'll tell you once, I'm going to let you hear it from her Instagram, but I agreed with the majority of what she said. Now, some of it I didn't, because she's saying that you need to go up to people and tell people. You really can't do that nowadays because you don't know how people are going to react. You don't know if they're going to, you know, come out and two-piece you or hit you or cuss you out. So you're really going to have to choose your battles with it. But basically, she's saying that you represent yourself and you can't really control how people perceive you. But you can absolutely control how you represent yourself. And I was raised to not do anything to embarrass the family. And I had a conversation with a man recently, and he didn't quite understand what I meant. I had to explain to him that what I do as Sassy, I have to make sure that when I do and say certain things, that I am not doing it to bring embarrassment, humility, and shame upon my family. My mother's still living. I want to be able to look her in the face and be able to speak to her without her saying, "You really embarrassed us as a family." And I'll give you a quick example, case in point, my very first book that I wrote. My first book, The Party. And it's available on Amazon. Look up Sandra E. Harris on Amazon. You can get The Party and The After Party, which is the sequel. And the book has, you know, it has foul language. It has very graphic sex scenes. It's, you know, it's talking about all of the things that, you know, the erotica, the romance. It talks about all of that. And I remember my mother going to church, and it was during testimony, and she just wanted to give a shout out to her daughter, saying how proud she was of me for having the mindset and the perseverance of sticking to and through it. And not only thinking about writing a book, sitting down writing a book and completing the book. And when she did that, it kind of set some of the other people off because they had heard, they hadn't read it, they had heard that it was a nasty pornographic book. And she stood up in the church and she was soliciting people and trying to sell pornography in the church. And that was nothing at all that my mother said. But because my mother was a pillar within the church and still is a pillar within the church, it's a church that she was born and raised in. It's a church that I'm born and raised in. I'm not a member, but I was born and raised in the church. But she caught flack from the conference, which we are AME, which is African American Episcopalian. So she caught flack from the AME conference, from the bishop, the presiding elder, the presiding prelate, the pastor. So she was getting it from all sides. And I literally had to write a letter to all involved to make sure that my mother wasn't thrown off of any committees in the church, wasn't, you know, removed from the church roles as a member, so that nothing would come back on her for her being proud of her daughter. She didn't promote porn. She was praising an accomplishment of her daughter. And the people took the representation and perceived it differently. So what Monique is about to discuss is the representation that young women, young African-American women do. And I'm not saying that part of what she does, I don't see, you know, white women doing it and white girls doing it. I see a lot of people out in the streets, as they say, you got your house clothes and you got your street clothes. And I see people out in the street in their house clothes, i.e. their pajamas and their bedroom slippers. And I mean, I may wear my slippers to the driveway. I may have my bonnet and a robe on because I'm walking from my front door to my driveway and I'm going right back. But I'm not at the supermarket in pajamas and slippers and a bonnet. I'm not out in public with my bonnet on. And I will absolutely tell you 100% that when I get a new man, the first thing I do is indoctrinate him with my hair bonnet. Now, we may make the sexy time, as Borat says, without the bonnet. But when it gets time for me to go to sleep and to close my eyes, you damn Skippy, I'm putting a bonnet on. And he can deal with it. Or he can come out of his pocket to get my hair done. But the bonnet protects it. I wrap it. If I'm not wearing a protective style like braids or weave or crochets, then I'm wrapping my hair, putting a scarf on and putting a bonnet on top of that. It looks a lot less crazy with my natural hair as opposed to when I have other protective styles, especially when I'm wearing crochet braids because it's a lot of hair. But I just want to, you know, I want to play the clip of what Monique said. And then again, if you go to her Instagram, it's The Real Mo Worldwide, and it's the verified blue check mark. She has 1 million followers. She posted this a day ago, and she said, "Represent yourself with pride. Hey, my sweet babies," because you know that's what she calls everyone. "Show yourself," in caps, "that you deserve the best for yourself," in caps, exclamation point. "I love us for," the number four, "real," all caps, exclamation point. So this is what she had to say.
"Hey, my sweet babies. So, it took me a minute to say what I'm getting ready to say because I want to make sure I'm not saying it in judgment. And I want to make sure I'm saying it from a place of love. Y'all, some of y'all have given me the title of auntie. And I'm honored that y'all do that, right? But there are times where auntie got to talk to her babies and say some real shit. So yesterday, I was in the airport in Atlanta because I'm in Jackson, Mississippi now at Chuckles Comedy Club, right? And we got 3 shows tonight. We got a matinee at 5:30, then we got 7, then we got 10. right? And I'm excited. I always love going to the stage. So when we got to the airport yesterday, I was excited, like, all right, baby, let's go get him in Jackson, Mississippi. And as we began to walk through the airport, I saw so many, actually too many to count and too many for me to tap. But I saw so many of our young sisters in head bonnets, scarves, slippers, pajamas, blankets wrapped around them, and this is how they're showing up to the airport. And I've been seeing it, not just at the airport, I've been seeing it at the store, at the mall. I've been seeing sisters showing up with these bonnets and headscarves and these slippers. And the question that I'm having to you, my sweet babies, when did we lose pride in representing ourselves? When did we step away of, let me make sure I'm presentable when I leave my home? Let me make sure I'm representing the family I created so that if I'm out in the street, I look like I have pride in myself. And I'm not saying no full face of makeup. I'm not saying no full front lace frontal. I'm not saying none of that. All I'm saying is, could you please comb your hair? And if you don't want to comb your hair, they got enough shit out here now, baby, where you can style yourself up and look like you have pride. I'm not saying you don't have pride, but the representation that you're showing, someone would have to ask you to know that you had it. So my sweet babies, for the ones that do call me auntie, I love you for real. Even the ones that don't, I love y'all asses too. But the babies that say auntie to me, please listen to auntie. Always have pride in your representation of you. It's not to get a man. It is just your representation of you, my sweet babies. So I'm just giving y'all a warning. If I see you in the streets, in the airport, in the Walmart, and you got a bonnet on, and you got slippers on, and you looking like, what the fuck? Aniki gonna tap you and say, hey, baby girl, show you what you worth. Show you what you deserve. So all of those posts that you see celebrities putting out there saying, hey, queen, hey, queen, hey, queen, well, can we start putting it into action? So I'm asking our wiser sisters, when we see our little babies out there looking like they just don't care, and I'm not saying y'all don't, it looks like it. Can we just tap them and say, baby girl, you deserve more than what you're showing. Represent you with pride, my babies. And that may be a part of us helping our community. Because if you look like you don't give a damn, how you gonna be treated? So, when I say, hey, queen, I can only say it to the sisters that it belongs to. Because a lot of us are still in queen training. So if you're in queen training, stop being fearful of taking your position. And queens don't walk around with bonnets and headscarves and slippers and pajamas. That's for the house. When you go outside, represent you, baby, like you are worthy and you deserve the title of Hey Queen. Aniki love y'all for real, and I ain't never gonna BS you. Stop wearing them damn bonnets and headscarves looking like don't nobody give a damn about you, nor do you give a damn about yourself. Because you're beautiful. So represent it. I love y'all for real, my babies.
So, like I said, I didn't agree with everything that she had to say. But I understand what she's saying. When you walk out of your home, and you're representing yourself, you know, like I say the same thing about the men with the sagging pants, with their ass hanging out and showing their underwear. People are going to treat you a certain way because they're perceiving you a certain way by the way that you're representing yourself. Now, will I go up and tap somebody on their shoulder and say that to them? No. But if you're in my home, you can't go out the house with that on. You can't go with me looking like that. And I travel as well. And I never travel with a bonnet. But when I travel, I make sure I get a protective style. So more than likely I have braids because I'm going to be swimming and doing all of these other things. And I'm not trying to be worried about my hair. So I don't go out the house with a bonnet on my head. So I understand what she's saying. And if you think about it, it does go back to you being proud of how you look and representing yourself. And the bonnet has just become one of these things that, you know, it's become an accessory. And then I've recently, you know, ran across a page of this chick. Her name is April Watts. And April Watts is a radio personality here in the DMV. She's an amazing, amazing spirit. You can follow her on Facebook. You can follow her on Instagram. But she says something very profound. And that what she said also got sister's panties in a bunch. And listen, I'm all for doing you. I'm all for the fact that, oh, it's not going to affect me in any way, shape, or form. So why am I worried about it? I'm worried about it as a black woman because they have already stereotyped us in a certain way. And when we go out looking a certain way, it feeds into that stereotype. So no, you wearing a bonnet hasn't changed my life in the last 5 minutes. But when they're looking at you crazy, they're going to turn around and look at me crazy. And I don't have a bonnet on my head. When they treat you a certain way, they're going to treat me a certain way because we're skin folk, even though we're not kin folk. So when one black person does something, all of my people do it. They treat us as if we're a monolithic group. So when one black person is a welfare queen, all black women are welfare queens. If one black man is a thug, all black men are thugs. So when one black woman is seen in public with a bonnet on, bedroom slippers and pajamas, then that's what all black women do. So I get exactly where Monique is coming from. When you step outside of your home, you need to represent yourself. And I grew up in an era where we couldn't go out the house with wrinkled clothing. When we were in high school, when we were in elementary school and middle school, my mother ironed all of our clothes in high and middle and elementary school. But in middle school and high school, we were ironing our own clothes. And you could not leave her house and go to anyone's school and represent her in wrinkled anything. You had to represent properly so that people would be able to perceive and receive you properly. And that's all Monique is saying. And there used to be a time, that we understood that when we're out in public, that we're not just a representation of ourselves, but we're a representation of our family. And I said that earlier. And you can wear a headscarf because the headscarves are more or less head wraps, not a scarf, but a head wrap that you can twist and turn and you can make these beautiful, you know, head wraps that you can put on your head and it can actually glam up your outfit. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google African-American head wraps and you will see, go to YouTube, you can see tutorials on how to wear and wrap your hair differently. So when your hair is not at its best, when you don't feel like you're giving your full crown and glory, because I don't know about you, but my hair has to be finished. My face could be made up to the gods. I could be dressed cleaner than the Board of Health. But if my hair isn't right, I might as well have on a potato sack because that's how I feel. That's how important my hair is to me. My hair means a lot to me. It goes into the whole overall look of, and representation of Sassy and Sandra and how she feels about herself and what she wishes to present and represent as Sassy, as Sandra to the world. And you will not see me with a bonnet on. And then people are like, you know, to each his own, you've got to do what makes you happy. And that's very true. But again, it goes back to, it's a representation of you and your family when you're out in public. And that should be first and foremost on the majority of people's minds when they leave the home. So yeah, go to social media. You can go to Instagram and check out The Real Mo Worldwide on her Instagram page where she's talking about it. And she has over 174,000 views and comments. And, you know, you can go to Facebook where just type in Bonnet. There's actually a group called BonnetCon where people are pro Bonnet, I believe. I think I joined it. I'm not sure. But there are different groups where this has really, really triggered African-American women. To me, it's kind of like split down the middle where 50% really don't care what you do and the other 50% really care what you do, although 90% wear bonnets. So it's kind of a personal choice for some. And yeah, it's a personal choice, but they feel like that choice shouldn't be seen in public as, you know, part of your gear. But what April Watts, if you go to her Facebook page, April Watts basically said, in 2 years, a major fashion label is going to create a bonnet and put it on the runway. And black people who don't want to buy African-American kente cloth themed bonnets from other black individuals and black entrepreneurs and black retailers who make these bonnets that are specific representation for us, by us, because people think they charge too much. But you let it come into high fashion and haute couture, and black people to be the first one to spend $1,000 on a bonnet they could have got for $10. But because the black man was charging you $10 and this white man is charging you $1,000, that means more. The $1,000 one. And this is going to make me go back into a whole nother realm of the white man's water being wetter, that mindset that we feel his ice is colder, his grass is greener, his life is better. That whole mindset. And then April said it so perfectly on her page. Our culture, our style, everything has been hijacked. It has been hijacked. And she gave the perfect example of the Kardashian wearing braids, and all of a sudden braids are wearing cornrows. And all of a sudden they invented cornrows. Now our community know that's a lie. But the majority of her followers didn't. They actually thought they had created cornrows. When what she did was jacked a traditional style of hair, of a traditional hairstyle that black women have worn for years. You gotta represent yourself properly when you go out in these streets. And it, again, Sassy wears a bonnet, but you will not catch Sassy out in the streets with her bonnet on. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Situations with Sassy on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and Sassy Scribe is also now on WhatsApp as well as Patreon. Don't forget, each and every week, New Orleans, Louisiana, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Miami, Florida. Check out your local listings for the CW affiliate for the Women Talk Live TV talk show. I want to give a huge shout out to Miami. You continue to keep our numbers up there. And for that, we appreciate you. We're trying to figure out how we can get down to Miami and show our appreciation. So listen, remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you in a week. Peace.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.